Yeah. Okay, so we're kind of a little bit of day ahead here, but we know that's going to catch up to us. So, I think that so far the players have done a good job of pushing things forward here. Hopefully, we have a good day today, and then head out there tonight and be ready to go this weekend. So, most important thing about the whole week is just the Rams. I mean, we can't get distracted by all the other stuff. The Rams are a good football team. They do a lot of things well. They're a hard team to prepare for. And as I said, they beat Arizona. They beat Seattle. They beat a couple good football teams. So we gotta make sure that we do a good job with these guys. And we know what we know everything that we're doing, so we can do it well.
Bill, how much do you draw upon their wins against those like opponents in terms of formulating what you want to do, and how impressive was that, when you saw that?
It was good, but they play good every week. They Detroit beat. They played very competitively against Green Bay last week. Had a chance to beat Miami, field goal at the end of the game there. Came really close on that one. So, they do a good job.
Tomorrow and Saturday, almost like a longer version of a regular Saturday for you guys. Is that how you're kind of treating it?
We'll treat Saturday as Saturday. Tomorrow's kind of like a transition day for us. We'll be there. We're going to do some things and just try to get reacclimated to the our just normal body schedule. Try to get back on a Friday kind of schedule, if you would, so that Saturday can be a normal Saturday for us.
Bill, the last couple of years, the game before the bye week and certainly after it, the record's been terrific. What is it about the bye week or this time of year that brings out the best football?
I don't know. Let's try to take it one week at a time. So, couldn't even tell you who we played last year at the bye week. I don't even know. But I don't think that really has much bearing to do with it. It's about our preparation for this particular week and going out there and performing well.
Is there a little bit more pressure in the week before the bye week, knowing that you have all that time off and you're either going to feel really good about the result, or if it's not, if it doesn't turn out the way you want, more time to kind of marinate in the agony of it?
Yeah. We try to prepare and win every week, bye week or no bye week. So I don't think that has any bearing on it.
Bill, they've got kind of an X factor kicking game with their kicker, the rookie. Their lines seem to crush their field goals each week. Impressed by him so far?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, big leg. Becker, too. Both of them, they got two big legs. Both punter and kicker, they can change field position. Sutherland's had a lot of touchbacks and obviously has great range on field goals. He's been impressive. They've got good, strong legs. They're specialists.
Making maybe back, a lot of things have changed with St. Louis, but one guy who seems to always get it done is Steven Jackson. He's been there since his ninth year. Looking back to the draft, 2004 draft, I know you guys, that was right before, I know you acquired Corey right before the draft got started, but it seemed like that offseason running back was a position of maybe interest, and he was probably the top guy in that class. Do you remember the guy with you on your radar even before the Corey trade?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I actually went out to Las Vegas and met with Steven out there. He's from Las Vegas. And I went out there and met with him and spent pretty much a whole day with him out there. So, he's a very impressive individual. Obviously, big, strong kid that runs well, that catches the ball very well, is very good in the passing game. I think he's probably a little underrated in that area. Good in blitz pickup, smart guy. It's really, he's had an outstanding career, and no, he's definitely was a guy that we were, very, very much interested in. And I said I personally spent quite a bit of time with him, and
Is it unusual for you to spend a full day with a guy? I know you only have so many before the draft.
It was kind of one of those things that it kind of worked out that way, but. It's easier to go to Vegas than it was to go to Oregon. So, there's been plenty of guys. Some of them we bring in, some of them we go see. It just happened to work out in the schedule that way. But he was an impressive guy coming out, and he's had obviously an outstanding career.
Bill, what does it speak to his durability? I mean, he's obviously a very physical back, but to be that durable for that length of time.
It's impressive. That's real impressive. he's had 1,000 yards, seems like every year, right, or close to it, whatever it is. So, you know, he dishes it out. I think he probably gives out about as much as he takes, and it's not like that with all backs, but he's, you know, he's got the quickness to be elusive on the second level, avoid guys, and he's also got the power to put his shoulder down and, you know, run through guys. He's a hard guy to tackle, and as I said, his production in the passing game is very good too, not just screens, but actually, you know, route running, going out there, getting open, beating linebackers, and he's a great target, you know, for the quarterback to throw to him. And it's not a little 5'8 guy you're trying to find out there. I mean, he's a big, you know, big, tall, strong guy. It's got a lot of range and big catch radius and good hands.
Coach, you mentioned getting reacclimated. What are some of the challenges going to left and playing
defense? I would say just, you know, the time change, just getting our body clocks reset for, you know, Saturday and obviously Sunday. You know, treat it as a 4 o'clock game, 5 o'clock game, whatever it is, but, you know, it's a late afternoon game, which we've had plenty of experience with that. Just kind of getting reacclimated to that, and you know, whatever the conditions are out there, I doubt if they'll be too much different from, you know, what we have here. But whatever it is, and just get used to that.
Once you start playing, is there really any difference?
Well, I'd say that the differences are, you know, possibly the field, depending on what kind of condition that's in. And you know, it's a different kind of crowd, obviously. You know, it's not really a, well, I mean, it's not really a football crowd.
What,
you know,
what's the crowd like at a football?
You know, it's random. There's some random cheering out there, you know, the wave and or whatever, things like that. That just, you know, if you're not really paying attention, sometimes, like, I'm on the bench talking to somebody and you hear the crowd, you know, go crazy, and you think something's happened, but that's their, you know, their cheer or their chant or, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, there's some different, you know, dynamics like that. But, you know, again, the most important thing is just our focus on the Rams and you know, what comes up situationally within the game.
Hasn't been a bunch of weeks, but when Amendola went down, have you seen them sort of just kind of plug a guy in and let him be what Amendola was, or they adjusted without him?
You know, I think they've done a good job of spreading the ball around. They really use everybody. They use all the receivers. It looks like they have a lot of confidence in all of them. You know, Bettis, Givens, Smith, certainly, Kendricks, the back. I mean, you know, like Gibson, all of them. They work the ball around pretty good. So I don't think that, you know, they're just locked into one guy. Although Amendola is clearly a go-to guy for them. But I'd say since then, it looks like they've done a good job of spreading the ball around. You know, kind of similar to last week, really. You know, when Holmes went out, that it, in a way, it kind of balanced the offense out for the Jets. I'd say it's a little bit of the same thing with the Rams. They seem to be really more balanced now, and less of, you know, say, you know, one go-to guy.
Maybe some more explosive plays recently, with Givens kind of emerging over the past month.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, Givens, you know, has really made some big plays for him. You know, he hasn't had that many opportunities, but the ones he's had, he's hit big on. They've also used him some in the return game, so that's something we got to – I mean, they've used several different returners, so I'm not sure exactly who that we'll see. But, you know, we have a lot of respect for him, and so he's definitely given him an element of big plays. But as I said, we know Kendricks can get down the field, and you know, Bradford does a good job of using all of his receivers. Jackson, Richardson, obviously, those guys have hit some big plays too. So I think they have an explosive team, and it's a well-balanced team. And they're probably, their balance is a little better now without Amendola. Although, you know, I'm sure they miss his playmaking skills. I'm not saying that, but it seems like the ball now has gotten spread evenly around to pretty much everybody, tight ends, backs, and receivers.
Well, it seems it's funny because last time you guys went to England, you were sitting in a setting like this, and there were a lot of British voices coming, questioning you about different things. You know, all England. You know, if you knew the difference between English Premier League and cricket and whatnot.
Right.
Have you had to brush up on your English Premier League standings? You
know, still a little behind on that. Yeah, I'm a little rusty on that. I don't know too much about that league and the cricket league and all that.
But I was curious, you know, with the Rams going out there early, you know, seeing some value in getting up there and getting acclimated. They're working out in Arsenal, which is owned by Stan Kroenke. But John Henry and them ever offer up Liverpool, their stadium, to you guys and say, hey, if you'd like to get out there early, you know, this is available to you?
You know, and I'm not sure what the answer to that question is. I mean, the people that we've had handle our travel, you know, our operations people, and then the security people, and of course they've worked with the various contacts at the other end. You know, in all honesty, I don't really get involved in a lot of that. I just try to coach the team and let the people who handle the travel and the operations and the security and all that, they know what we want, and then, you know, let them do their job. So I don't even know.
Yeah, but was there value maybe going ahead like the Rams did? Do you see that, or do you
feel? Well, we talked about that. We felt like there's probably an advantage to doing that. The drawback is moving all your stuff out there. We felt like we had a good week here of all our film, all our treatment, all our, you know, the familiarity we have with what we're doing. We felt like we could get a good week of preparation in at this end, and then make the travel adjustment on Friday, and then, you know, have a normal Saturday and Sunday out there. So I'm sure probably either one could work. You know, that was our preference, but if it had gone the other way, I think we'd still be ready to play. So, you know, we did what we thought was best, but like I said, there's a lot of different ways to do it.
Coach, what do you think about this idea, exporting football like this, playing in London?
Wherever they schedule them, we play them.
What do you think of the idea?
Wherever they schedule them, we play them. Our job is just to get ready to play. Yeah, we don't control the schedule or the opponents or anything else. So, when the game's on the schedule, whatever time it is, whoever we play, then that's who we get ready for, and that's who we play.
But so, the idea of exporting the game, you have no opinion on that?
I'm really just trying to coach our team. Talk to all the other people that have more to do with that than I did. I'm just here trying to coach the team.
Take a last question. With the understanding that, you know, every player on the team has a role, you want them to make sure they do that week to week. But is there anything specific that you hope to get out of the rookies each season? I mean, because of the age, the newness to the team, maybe a little youthful energy. Is there anything that you kind of want to see out of them over the course of each season, and maybe then again more specific to this class?
I think it's more specific to each individual player. I think each player's situation is different. His personal situation, and then a lot of times he's impacted by the players around him or the players at his position, either what he's asked to do or what his opportunities are, you know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, certainly there's a function of both, but I think that they're also related to a point. So I think each player's individual role and the expectations for that player are specific to that player, regardless of what year the guy is or how much experience he has or doesn't have. You go to that player and you talk to him at different points in the spring and training camp and the season, maybe at different points during the season. Here's what we want you to do. Here's what you're doing well. Here's what you're not doing so well. This is what you need to work on. Whatever it is, you know, whatever constructive coaching you can give the player, you give him, and relative to his performance and also relative to his role. And that covers really everything, you know, training and preparation and performance and position and, you know, work habits, attitude, et cetera, all those things. So whatever applies, then that's what you talk to them about. I think there's different points in the season where that's kind of a scheduled thing, and then there's other points during the season where it's really kind of a weekly thing, you know, where you talk to them week to week about, this is, for the St. Louis game, this is what you need to do. Maybe it was different for that last week or the week before. Maybe it's going to be different next week, but you really try to lay it out and define it for them. So, I mean, I understand what the question is about the rookies, but it applies to the rookies, but I think it applies to everybody too. I don't think it's just specific to them. I think you try to do that with everybody on your team, including your practice squad players and those guys too, because they're still, even though they're not active, they could be active, and they do have an important role on the team relative to your team's preparation. So what you want them to do, how you want them to do it, whether they're improving, whether they're leveling off or whatever it happens to be, I think you want to stay on top of that too. So it's a constant thing for everybody. All right. Okay. All right. We'll see you in London. All right.